Storm Lake Tornado Football here on 92.9 The Moose, KKIA, StormLakeRadio.com. Today is Thursday, October 1st. Chris Bachman joined now by Storm Lake football coach Rudy Week, whose team, you have to bounce back, coach, no matter how difficult the loss, no matter close it was. I mean, you've been around football all your life. There's always next week and there's always the next game, and that's kind of how you guys, I suppose, had to come back on Monday.
Yeah, you know, it was a heartbreaker for myself and for the kids, and I know the crowd was feeling the same. But, yeah, it's just another week, and we got to keep on grinding.
Spencer Tigers 34-30 victory. Take us through the game half by half. The first two quarters, coach, sum it up.
You know, I thought that we started off well. Our first drive, we struggled a little bit, but after that, our offense really turned it on, and our defense made some good stops. And you know, going into the half, tied with a team like Spencer, we were feeling pretty good about that.
To the second half.
The second half, you know, it was. I just felt like we never had the ball. That we weren't stopping them, and they were able to just always pick up that 4.5 yards, mm-hmm. and it just felt like they were grinding us down a little bit. We got a little tired, and we got a little I'm losing my train of thought here. We got a little undisciplined, is what I'm trying to say, and we struggled a little bit. We struggled to stop them in the second half.
Yeah, well, you got a little background noise there, coach. So that's all right. I appreciate your time here during school while you have just a moment. You know, we were able to get one stop there on their opening possession of the second half. We forced a 3-and-out, and your guys got right back after it on the offensive end.
Yeah, it was looking good as we started the second half. They really came out fired up and ready to go. And I think if we could have kept that intensity up, we would have had something there. Unfortunately, you know, it didn't go our way. I think part of it is, you know, we'd almost score too fast. We'd have a play and we'd go 72 yards for touchdown, and then we'd have our defense on the field for a large portion, and then they'd score, and then we'd return the kick, mm-hmm. and then we'd have to have our defense out there for a long time again, and it just got to be grinding us down.
Coach, how did you feel about Spencer's defense and maybe their ability to maintain or hold down the rushing attack of the green and white?
You know, they have a good defense, and they're always well coached. I do think that our offense was able to move the ball. You know, if you look at our yards per play, I don't have the stats in front of me, but we were moving the ball and we were scoring, and you know, we put up 30 points. I think more than anything, it was their offense that kept us off the field, mm-hmm. And that's kind of what made the difference.
Coach, let's take a quick timeout. We need to move ahead. Ninth-ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton versus Storm Lake Friday night. More with Coach Week after this on 92.9 The Moose. Tornado football, Friday night, week 6. Can you believe? In another few hours, Coach, two-thirds of your regular season behind us.
It's crazy. It's unbelievable to think about.
Goes so fast, and here we are against one tough outfit in Sergeant Bluff Luton, and they're ranked 9th in 3A, and there's a reason why.
Yeah, they're big and fast, you know, and that's a deadly combination.
Coach, tell me about this squad. As you look at them on film, begin with their offensive output and what you see and what we'll have to try and shut down.
They have their offense runs through their running back number 28, Matt George. I think he's second in 3A in rushing yards right now, and they'll give him the rock. You know, they'll run it with him all the time. Their offense sometimes looks a little bit like ours in terms of formation, but it's a lot more shotgun, a lot of zone read, and just sometimes just handing it to him and watching him run.
Okay. Defensively, how difficult will our offense have as far as an opponent?
Well, you know, like I said, they're big and fast, and, you know, they might be big and fast, but they're also physical, so that's good to see. You know, it's going to be a good defense. I think that a lot of it will come down to our ability to control the ball and to move the chains.
Rudy, Saturday night I had a chance to bump into a couple of your players who took in the BV game under the lights against Waldorf. Tell me about the week now. Yes, we get together Thursday, October 1, but what have you seen your guys bounce back with this week?
Yeah, their attitude has been great. I mean, I really think that they see the team that they are. And they know that they've made tremendous strides, and they also know that we're a dangerous team. You know, we've struggled at times, but we can also score on about anybody. And that's scary, even for a team like Sergeant Bluff that's rated. You know, we can get out there and we can make it a game.
Coach, look forward to it. Thanks so much for your time during a busy and hectic Thursday morning. We'll see you Friday night.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Rudy Week here with us in the pregame on 92.9 and StormLakeRadio.com.